The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land which Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For the Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If only you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you'd have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
Give us living water. Give us living water. Give us living water. Give us living water.
The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water."
Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth."
Give us living water. Give us living water.
The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything. Jesus said to her, I am he, the one speaking with you. At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with the woman, but still no one asked, What are you looking for? Or, Why are you talking with her? The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ? They went out from the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. So the disciples said to one another, Could someone have brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, In 4 months the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work.
Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, He told me everything I have done. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, all the readings, including the responsorial psalm, resonates what the elect today among us who are going to receive the sacraments, especially the baptism during the Easter Vigil, and what is seen in the life of the Samaritan woman. And what we see here in the story of the Samaritan woman is what actually happens when someone encounters Jesus. This woman comes to take water from this well, as we heard, at noon. Who, in her life, as Jesus is mentioning, having five husbands and now living with someone other than any of them, a sixth one. And in search, she's, of course, physically she's thirsty. So she comes to fetch the water. But much more than that physical thirst, she might be craving and longing for something more. And she's not able to be in the public when all the women normally come to fetch water, might be in the mornings or in the evenings, when it is not so hot out there. But perhaps she wants to hide from them. So she is there at noon, thirsting, longing for something. And what is that something? Which only God can fill. So here is Jesus, who is also thirsty. But his thirst is not for the water. As Jesus is saying to his disciples, he has food, not of this world, but the food which God wants to him to complete. His mission is his food. And he's thirsting for that. So she is out there looking for people who are in thirst of God. So he is asking this woman, give me a drink. Give me your soul. This woman, perhaps, as is mentioned in the Bible itself, as she is saying, it is not proper for a man, especially a Jew, ask for water or even to make conversation with a woman. She would have either ran away from there or denied. But she is willing. She is willing to be encountered. She is willing to be encountered by Jesus. So there starts this conversation. And the result, the outcome of that encounter, that's the beautiful thing. And that is what for this elect are here. And that is what we are looking for during this season of Lent. What is that? The fruit of this encounter, first of all, a self-realization, coming to the self-awareness, who am I? After the encounter with Jesus, she is going to the village and she is saying, come and see who has told me everything about me, of my past. And now that she has left back, and now she is ready, once Jesus has encountered, once she has, or she is ready to accept Jesus, she's ready to let go the past and to be transformed. The self-realization, the self-awareness of our sinfulness. And once she has come to that awareness, once she has already converted or ready to be converted, ready to be converted means she is already converted. The result is there. She already becomes an evangelizer. Now this year, especially we are celebrating, or not only this year, this era is going to be of new evangelization. But she's doing, she's going and saying, see, come and see the one who has told me everything about my life, and through whom I have experienced the conversion, and in whom I have experienced my Savior, a personal testimony. A personal testimony. She becomes an evangelizer already. And then what happens? All the people come to see him. They listen to him. After listening, they also understand who this is. And then they are inviting to stay with them. And Jesus stays with them 2 more days. The result? They all come to know this is the Savior of the Lord. This is the Savior of the Lord. Remember, when she came to, though she had that conversion already starting, though she is realizing this is the Savior, still not complete. She is going and saying to the people, could this man be the Christ? Still there is a little doubt. That doubt is completed when she joined with the people in the community. The complete realization of faith, the complete realization of Christ experience comes in the community. And that is what this elect are going to choose, to be with us. And that's what we are seeking during this season of Lent, to let go the past. Let us be together, experience, and be deepened in our faith in Christ experience. And that has already started. That conversion is already taking place in their minds. I have something here for you to read, and I'm going to read it. This is the cards which they made during their retreats these days. Actually, they wrote this last Sunday. There are 3 questions to be answered. One is, for what I am thirsting? Who else in the world is in need of living water? What will I leave at the well? Read this. This resonates not only what is in their mind and life, but what is in all our lives. What is to be left behind, where we need to be transformed, and who are in need. This is what they have written, which is collected from all these cards. For what am I thirsting? More belief and faith, acceptance of self, security and knowledge, salvation and inner peace, forgiveness, the word of God, peace and acceptance, serenity in friendship, letting go of anger, a closer relationship with God, more patience, more empathy, deeper understanding, freedom from worry, free of disappointments, release of doubts, a closer relationship with Jesus, spirituality, sobriety, harmony, strength to be more tolerant of others. These are some of them. Actually, we are all thirsting for this. And that thirst should end by the end of the season of Lent. Then the true experience of resurrection will come. And who in the world is in need of living waters? They write, those who are sad and at the end of their rope, feeling hopeless. The poor, the homeless, the outcasts, the undocumented and children without parents, the poor, spiritually empty, people that are confused, desperate, and at crossroads in their lives, those empty in their heart, those thirsting for life everlasting, families affected by tragedy, especially the families affected by the lost Malaysian airplane, and everyone, somebody is writing, my parents and brother, those who are lost especially due to drugs and alcohol, the timid, the poor, the tired, the uneducated, in the words of God, uneducated in the words of God and beliefs, agnostics, atheists, and spiritually sick. Again, somebody is writing, my estranged family and my enemies. Don't we all have someone like that? Don't we all have some kind of feelings like that? Yes. Then, what would I leave at the well? My ego, judgment, distrust, fears, insecurities, hurts, selfishness, bad memories, bad thoughts, self-doubt, fear of the unknown, doubts, worries, self-will, addictions, lack of self-control. It goes like that. Let us leave all that. We need to be left and to be transformed. Let us make use of this season of Lent in a most fruitful way, as now we are going to accept this elect as they are preparing for the reception of the sacraments.